This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is off today. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress has closed its doors for 2 weeks for the Thanksgiving recess. Lawmakers left behind unfinished spending bills and postponed decisions on the war in Iraq. But even as they left town, lawmakers made certain that President Bush would not be able to make any appointments while they're gone. Joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Congress is worried about a recess appointment, enough to try and thwart the president before they leave town.
That's true. You know, they left grumpy. The Democrats failed again to vote money for Iraq with withdrawal timetables attached. The House had passed it. The Senate tried again. Republicans once again stopped them. And that contentious issue was still in the air when they voted to recess. But they are not quite recessing. When you call the Senate, listen to what you hear by way of the schedule.
The Senate will reconvene at the following times during recess. 9 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, November 20th, for pro forma session only with no business conducted. 10 a.m. on Friday.
So the pro forma session, in other words, one person probably will show up, no business. They'll do that every 4 days so that it is officially not a recess. And if you don't have an official recess, the president can't name what's called a recess appointment, someone to the executive or judiciary who could serve until the end of his term. Just shows you how hostile, how partisan things have gotten, that the Senate feels that somebody has to show up every 4 days. And it's just been exacerbated by the Iraq votes and by the president's vetoes of the spending bills.
And, Cokie, all of this is taking place as the presidential campaign is picking up out there in the Middle West. Recent polls are showing that each party's top candidates are virtually tied in Iowa. What does that mean?
It means Iowa just gets more and more important. You know, every 4 years, there seems to be this effort on the part of other states, and we've heard so much about it this year, for bigger states to be more important, to move up their primaries and have big fights with the parties about doing that. And it all ends up coming back down to Iowa. Hillary Clinton has hired 100 new operatives to send to Iowa. Soon you can have as many workers as voters there. And she's using her husband, Bill, on her website to get people out to the caucuses. There's just such a strong sense now that if you have to win or come very close to winning in Iowa to make a big difference with all those independents who can vote in your primary in New Hampshire and then get off to the finish line. Republicans are strategizing a little more there.
Well, for one thing, they seem to be running more against Senator Clinton than each other in this primary. Is that a winning strategy?
Well, it's interesting. Karl Rove, remember him? President
yeah.
Bush's strategist has his first column in Newsweek this week saying she's not going to be so easy to beat. Watch out. Now, he's not very complimentary to Senator Clinton, and Republicans have been using her almost as a punchline in their campaigns. But they do have to be a little bit careful here because she can't be seen as a punching bag, as the Democrats have learned somewhat the hard way. I think that this strategy is going to be hard once they've finished the primaries because people are not going to know who they are and what they stand for. So they've got some work to do here.
More to come. Thanks very much for joining us, NPR senior news analyst Cokie Roberts.